Welcome to Mr. Black Pasta's Bloody Basement. I'm Mr. Black. Isn't that cool? This is my show, where we talk about God knows what. Well, I've got my head in my heart.
Fuck you! No, fuck you! No, fuck you!
I would be dead if they both fell apart.
Oh, no.
I've got no time for my fears.
Leave me the fuck alone!
They fade away, but they won't disappear,
Basement Podcast.
I'm Mr. Black Pasta.
The Bloody Basement Podcast. I'm Mr. Black Pasta. With me today is Irish Joe from Derry, Ireland. And finally on the podcast, Mrs. B, my fabulous wife to be. What's up, Mrs. B? Do you want to tell the people listening to the show where you were last night or why you feel the way you feel right now?
Not really.
I will. I will.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
She was heavy intoxicated last night. 132 gins. Wouldn't share. So now she's suffering today.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Where were you? Who were you with last night?
My friend.
Your friends. And what happened? Was there any singing going on or anything like that?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit of singing. What were you singing? What kind of stuff would you sing? Was it a drunk party? Were you drunk?
Just a little bit.
Who got you drunk?
Friend.
Yourself. You're not nine.
She's good though. You notice she's not a snitch. No. She's not naming any names.
Snitches end up in ditches.
Just friends. Just friends, she says.
Just friends.
Right, well, Mrs. B's from Latvia. I'll handle her introduction like a mom Mrs. introduces B. their kid to their teacher for the first time.
Oh, by the way, I was invited to the party last night.
We have to do a podcast with you today. Why would we invite you to a party? It's just far too much, Joe.
Because you brought her.
Oh, but she's good fun. She's good looking. That's true. Well, today we're going to talk about universal facts, right? Do you know any facts about the universe, Joe? I mean, because you came up with the sneeze orgasm line.
I have one.
Oh, you got a universal fact. Okay, yes. Go ahead.
If one of your ears are burning, somebody's talking about you. Or if your nose is itchy, it means you're going to fight with somebody.
That is not true.
That's not
My
true.
My nose was itchy yesterday all day.
You're flat out taking coke.
And I end up drunk.
Your nose is burnt. Just like two. You look like a zebra sitting here looking at you.
That's so terrible.
A zebra for American fans. That's a zebra. Yeah. Well, I think the universal fact about the ears and the nose is bullshit. But I do happen to have some universal facts that I'd like to kind of discuss with you guys, if you don't mind. But is there anything you know, maybe, Mrs. B?
No.
You know nothing about the universe. There's nothing.
None.
You ever heard of the moon?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's one.
Yeah.
The sun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, more than multiple things. Joe?
I think I discuss this every time I'm on here, but I think it was just great, that whole thing of sharks is around a lot longer than trees.
Well, I mean, water's around, I don't know if it's true or not, but I think that there was definitely water around a lot longer than trees, so... maybe sharks were around a lot longer than trees as well. I don't know. Mm. I don't know. Where did you get this fact, though?
It's kind of secret.
Oh, you can't say.
Secret, that's
you can say nothing. Right, what do you think, babe? Do you think that... do you think sharks are around longer than trees?
I never thought about it, actually.
Yeah, no? That never crossed your mind?
No,
just now. Just genuine to it.
Still crossing my mind, so...
Still crossing your mind. Right, we'll come back to it again. Maybe we should make this one of those questions that we ask all the time, but we never answer. You know what I mean?
How are we going to know the answer?
We're not going to. It's like Mamma Mia.
Yay. What's Mamma Mia?
Oh, yeah. Seriously? Watch that movie and tell me if you don't get pissed off when you don't get the answer you want.
What is it about?
Seriously, you don't know Mamma Mia?
Is it the new one it's out?
No, that's the second one.
Tell me about it. I might have seen it.
It was like a musical. It wasn't for me. She loves it. But you love all that. You love ABBA, don't you? What's your favorite type of music? What kind of music are you into?
And even a bit of everything.
But tell us some Latvian music. What's your traditional Latvian music like?
Who cares?
Traditional Latvian music?
Like the stuff which you grew up... Like you guys were singing stuff last night.
It depends on the situation.
Well, what did you used to sing when you were in the streets and you were younger and stuff?
We didn't sing on the streets when we were younger.
I thought you all did.
Oh, well, he's got a point, though. What was it, 1990? No, 93 or something, when you held hands across the Baltic States and you sang songs?
Yeah.
Oh, holy fuck, he's right again.
He's a fucking genius.
Do you think
you probably thought I was taking that bus? I was dead serious, dude.
He's a fucking genius. You weren't serious. There's no way he was serious. He didn't know that.
Right, we'll find out about the sharks too.
We'll find out about the sharks for next week. The sharks.
No, do it now.
Let's do next week Shark Week. We'll do just all shark.
No, because you believe in sharks with three heads and all, and that wouldn't be hard with podcasting.
I'm not talking about sharktopus type of stuff. I mean, real. We'll do a real Shark Week thing. We'll even talk. Maybe we'll check and see if the movie The Meg is out. Right?
Yes.
You know, the new huge, massive, the Megalodon based on the prehistoric shark.
He doesn't have a clue what we are talking about.
No.
Look at his face.
The new movie coming out about the shark, Meg, it's based on Megalodon, which is a prehistoric shark that was about the size of an Ulster bus, maybe bigger. Huge.
Is it the first shark or just the biggest?
It was, one of the early sharks.
Before trees.
The Bloody Basement Podcast.
Mr. Black Pasta.
Right, okay, let's move on to some facts, some universal facts. So when I think of universal facts, I'm thinking about stuff that has to do with the universe. So I suppose sharks and trees and burny ears, itchy noses could fit into that as well, because it's all within the same universe. Okay, so I'm just going to ramble off a couple facts, and you tell me what you think about them. 10,000 light years from Earth, astronomers have discovered a massive cloud of alcohol, and it's more than 463 billion kilometers across. It contains enough alcohol to make 4 trillion pints of beer.
What?
Find us where?
In
the Brandywell?
In the Brandywell. Derry. Yeah. Out in space.
I don't believe that.
How? 463
billion kilometers across it is.
No, I don't believe
you don't.
That.
But why don't you believe that?
Because it's just taboo.
It's just taboo. What the fuck is taboo about that?
It's shite.
Do you know what taboo is?
No, but the taboo.
Are you using words again that you don't understand?
No, they use taboo as a slang as well for it's just shite.
Taboo.
Aye.
Did you come up with this? Your face is bright red.
I swear my mom's like they fucking did.
There's no way.
That's taboo. That's taboo.
It's taboo on Sundays.
No. Who's drinking it though? Seriously.
Aliens.
I think it's God.
Aliens are drinking it, and that's why they never really visit as often, because they're drinking and driving.
You can't drink and drive. Exactly. I reckon it's God. I reckon God's a big fat guy with a drinking problem and a black hole for an arse. That's what I reckon. And he's sipping on the fucking 400 trillion pints of beer.
Do you not believe in God?
Alcohol content. No. No, I don't really. Do you?
Aye.
Well, it's fine. And yourself, babe? Do you believe in God?
Some sort of, yeah.
Racist. Yeah, no, I maybe don't believe in the sort of any of the gods that I've been told about, but I maybe believe in something. So you don't believe. So why don't you believe? Is it simply because I haven't given you a source that there might be alcohol?
No, because I don't believe it because it's such a big thing. I would have seen a plaster all over the internet. Because and not only that, a lot of Irish mixed spaceships go up there and steal that shit.
So if it's not plastered all over the internet, you don't believe it. But if it is, what if it is plastered all over the internet?
And then I'll decide for myself. No, but just something like it, because it's kind of a big thing.
Why is it a big deal? I mean, like you know, maybe there's some planet where water gets the species drunk, and they look at our planet and go, oh, and they've got so much things of water there, and the people could just be drunk all the time, but they're not. So maybe it's the other way around for a different species that were to look back at Earth.
Yeah, you need to talk to someone. Or up your meds or do something.
Right, here's another one for you. Our solar system makes its full way around the Milky Way galaxy every 225 million years. The last time Earth was in its current position, dinosaurs were just starting to roam the Earth.
I believe that.
I didn't give you a choice. It's not true or false.
What the fuck are you telling us for? It?
There's alcohol in space, Joe. True or false? Jesus Christ. Well,
so what are you telling us for?
Oh, because we're just, it's an open discussion.
Well, so then this is my open discussion starts with, I fucking believe that. Mic drop, boom. The fuck are you talking about?
These are facts from BuzzFeed.
Oh, they are all facts?
This yes, is from internet,
supposedly.
Oh, so you have to believe it.
It's from, it's from the internet. It's from BuzzFeed. You know, and BuzzFeed, they don't make any mistakes, do
no,
they?
No, that's how good they are.
They're that
them.
Good. They've never made mistakes.
And so I've never heard them.
The last time that they the Earth actually was where it is now was when the dinosaurs just started to inhabit Earth. That's pretty mental to think about,
so
it,
every time it?
It
travels around, there's something else on the Earth.
Pretty much, yeah.
It,
I mean, maybe that's
completely.
The cycle.
Oh, maybe think, that's the cycle.
I think Mrs. B has just found a new doomsday prophecy. Don't get Joe started. He'll freak out. He's what? Huge
it's
with the doomsday.
Time,
oh,
time.
The worst thing ever happened to Joe was when 2012 the movie came out.
Oh.
That was the worst.
Seriously.
Holy fuck.
No, I mean, really?
Oh, it's best in truth.
There was a blackout. There was a blackout in Derry one day. Yeah.
And just
on the city side. Waterside was grand, you know. But Joe swore this is where 2012 was starting. He was texting everybody. He'd telling these boys, 2012,
no
a movie, it was right.
Not having the water say too.
There was a blackout. And it was 2013, by the way, when the blackout happened.
There was a delay. There was a delay. God slept on. He forgot to set his alarm.
Okay, let's move on then. The time difference between the T-Rex and the Stegosaurus. Do you know what the Stegosaurus is? You know so you know what the T-Rex is?
Yeah, that there.
And you know,
work in the shop.
What is that?
That's how you remember it. You just raise the wrists up to the shoulders and
yeah. But the T Rex arms, you do know that it moves out longer. Then that's just sitting, but it moves
yeah.
it stretches
but
out.
This?
No, but oh my god, please. but you know their arms. They don't just stay there. They stretch away out really far.
Do
just
they?
One of them.
They look tiny.
No,
they look like this.
What way do you explain? No, the boy had a Fantastic Four. The stretch boy.
They don't stretch that far.
No, they don't stretch that far, but they would go out as far as its neck, like way past its head.
So you know what the T-Rex is, and I'm assuming you do as well, Joe. You know what the Stegosaurus is. I'm sure you know what it is, but maybe you don't remember.
No.
Stegosaurus was the animal that had like the, looked like cornflakes on its back, basically, I used to think when I was a kid. But at the end of its tail, it had like
a big ball with spikes.
A ball with spikes. And you know you always see the picture of the two fighting each other and a Tyrannosaurus eating it. And there's always pictures depicted of them fighting. Well, the time difference between when the Stegosaurus lived and the T-Rex lived is greater than the time difference between when the T-Rex lived and now. So why do we see the pictures depicted of them fighting and... If they weren't at the same time.
Because it's a government just lie all the time.
Maybe it just looks cool when they're
It just looks cool.
But this kind of teaching history, they're not going to just change history.
They're not teaching history, they're just making me pictures
but
and
they
saying
are.
It's...
But they are, those on history books.
Yeah, but people go a bit mental. Like,
they
you
wouldn't
know
because they were too busy singing in the street.
Never say aye. Moving on. A blue whale's tongue is about the size and weight of a fully grown African elephant. What do you think about that?
I mind seeing that on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah. Why is it African? Why's it got to be African?
Because everything's racist.
You have no thoughts on that at all. Nobody's...
That just to be my fault.
I'm still thinking about it.
Why is she here?
She should be thinking for quite a while, I think.
I don't know.
Do you know what it is? See, last night was the first time that she's...
drank, like, I don't know.
She's been... She's back from Latvia, so she's been working all week, and admittedly, it's been a pretty hectic week for you. Like,
yeah.
No, genuinely, she's been working hard, supposedly. Allegedly.
So yesterday was my first...
And yesterday was her first day
off.
You're
not just back
in
your
holidays.
Evening off. But I was straight back to work.
That's what you're supposed to do. It's called life.
Aye. Says the guy who goes to holidays fucking 3 times a year, 3 or 4 weeks at a time.
Change your mind, I'll be waiting for a little while. You know we'll be inside. Oh, sweet, when you pass by, wanted to say hi, but I changed my mind. How long will you be around? I heard you might leave this town. I miss your body more than ever now. And your number on my phone keeps me wondering, can I call you up to say, darling, come back home? It's been too long. If you change.
Basement Podcast. I'm Mr. Black with Irish Joe and Mrs. B. And that song you just heard is called What About Tomorrow? It's by a Latvian artist called Chris Noah. Look him up on YouTube or Spotify or wherever else you get your music. And speaking of Latvia, we were just talking to Mrs. B about what happened when she came back from Latvia last week. So you were just back from holidays. You went straight back into work, and then yesterday was your first night off. So you spent it singing songs like a good traditional Latvian.
Yes.
Tell us something about Latvia that we don't know.
Well, it's my home.
It's your home.
It's my home.
Yeah.
It's where my family is, so.
We've got American people listening now, and a lot of them are probably don't have a fucking clue where Latvia is, or if it exists, or what it is.
Right.
So maybe give them a bit of a rundown on it.
Oh, Latvia is a wee small country, right? So.
So we could probably put a note in at this stage to say that you've been living in Ireland for quite a while.
Yes.
Have you say things like we and I, same as myself. So, okay. What else?
You kind of put me on the spot now.
Okay. You want me to help you out?
Yes, please.
Okay. We went to your parents' house.
Yes.
Tell us about the garden.
Yes.
They have a nice garden. What can you do?
Or tell us about your Alzheimer's.
Onset.
I went to the garden to eat berries.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's just berries. Let me help you out here.
I feel like a child when you're...
Say naughty drugs, kids.
...and asking me all these questions and... It's like,
so, little Debbie, do you know what necrophilia is?
I can need a hug.
Can you define chode?
What?
I'm just kidding. Chode? You don't know what a chode is? Right. That's pure sexual harassment, isn't it? It's the skin between your... Now, listen, let's move on. Back to Latvia.
No, fuck that, I want to know. What's the skin between your arse and your box?
Box? What? Where? Why is it a box?
Because you put stuff
in
a box.
Nothing looks... Oh. There's nothing about...
Is that what it is?
A man or a woman's genitalia that looks anything like a box.
I know, but it's the thing of it. It's a box. And you kept trying to put things in
a
box.
A shoe. You put things in a shoe.
Oh, well, there you go then.
It's a mouth. You put things in your mouth. Nose.
I don't want to talk about that.
You know, cars.
So, but was that right?
Why is it not a car?
You was that right? Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah, it's a skin between your... Your balls arse. And your... As you would say here, your bars.
Your bars or your farce?
That's like that optical illusion. Bars, farce, bars, bars. In Latvia, her parents have a really, really nice house they call Fazenda, which is Latvian for home or something like that, isn't it?
It's more like a summer garden house, stuff like that.
Yeah. But it's quite large.
It's like a house that's not finished yet, and it's in a country somewhere.
Okay.
Well, it never would.
With a garden around it, so.
So 1 a.m. houses like it, it'll be never finished because you're always doing something there, is it? No, I'm.
No, yeah. I think he's
something
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
That's how our house was as well with that in that sense. But yours is much nicer and bigger and.
So a lot of people would have fazendas. You know, that's just
The garden that her parents have in the fazenda is amazing. You've got gooseberries, you've got black currants, red currants, strawberries,
blueberries. Raspberries. You have your chives and dill and onions and carrots and potatoes,
cucumbers,
just everything.
Celery, lettuce, tomatoes.
Cucumbers.
Many types
peppers.
Of apples are there?
See, the whole garden was an orchard at the start.
Okay.
Then to build a house, we obviously had to cut down quite a lot of trees and all that there. So there's a lot of different types of apples there as well.
Oh, wow. Cool.
That's really cool.
And cherries. Is there as well?
Cherries, yeah. Cherries as well.
And your mom actually let me try my first strawberry.
Yes.
Was that like a raspberries and strawberries making out?
Yeah. Basically.
Smashing.
Well, it's the product of that. Actually,
yeah. Sounds really nice. And I didn't get invited there earlier, just to let you know.
Mr. Black Pasta's Bloody Basement Podcast.
Oh, before I don't mean to be getting off track about Latvia, but I'm kind of fed up talking about them. But but we were all about the universe.
Yeah, we were, yeah. Latvia's in the universe as well.
Is it really though?
Is it really though?
I think they kind of snuck in.
Maybe not
in
your textbooks.
They were snuck in.
They put it in the textbooks after ninth grade.
After? Fruit and stuff like that. Because we're big plates of fruit here.
We've got a lot of fruit here. We've got some other sort of dishes. I've made some crackers. We set all on the table, and the second we pressed record, we realized that we better not eat any of this stuff because it'll be quite loud. So we're starving here for you. So fruit, Joe says, fruit for 500.
There was it the strawberries? Isn't actually a berry?
Yes.
Strawberry isn't a berry?
Yeah. A melon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just strawberry. It isn't a berry. And what was the other one? A banana is.
Oh.
A banana is a berry.
Well, hold on a second, because this is coming from the same guy who said that sneezing is part of an orgasm. And there was another thing you said as well. Hold on a minute. There's more. Because we really need to... Are you taking notes? Can you write this down so we can...
Avocado is a berry.
Maybe, yeah.
Right. Okay. And there was a... What else was it? I think it's more down the lines. If anything that grows from like a tree or a bush is a berry, anything that comes from the ground is not. Something down them lines.
Oh, right, okay.
So there's something to look at too. Biatch.
Yeah. And yes, and tomato is not actually a vegetable.
Everybody knows that.
But it's a fruit, yes.
I'm trying to be all smart and all. Kids know that.
That's correct. is it the tomato that actually changes from a vegetable into a fruit? I know there's one that does that as well at some point. It sort of...
Like a caterpillar turns on the butterfly?
Something like that, yeah. I think it's more, it's probably just rises off the ground a bit more or something silly like that. Right, okay. Did you know that by number there are more bacteria that live in 1 centimeter of your lower colon, that's your asshole, than all of the humans that have ever lived combined? Did you know that? It's mad, isn't it? You're like you're a whole universe, you're a whole planet yourself. 1 centimeter of your asshole is a whole planet itself.
They're just bad, like bad bacteria.
Well, I didn't say they're bad. That's very, that could be, you
know, racist against
that's
bacteria.
Genocide there, you know. Fuck.
But I was just thinking, like, saying that, the many people would lick other people's asses during sex.
See, I didn't even think of that now. And that you.
She'll not be
is
licking your ass in April.
Is this a practice of yours?
No, I know people who do bad at, like, and I'm like, dude, that's like, I'm not homophobic in any way, do you know, but I'm just saying, you're letting your girlfriend put her fingers in your ass and lick your ass, dude. What's that all about?
Like? Did you ever do it?
No, and I wouldn't, I.
So you never have? You've never licked a butthole?
No, and I wouldn't let it be done to me either.
Mrs. B, you no. licked a butthole?
No.
Would you lick your own no. butthole? Would anyone lick their own butthole?
She would lick anything.
Yeah,
what do you think I am?
We'll find out after this. Let's play another track. This one's by Our Native State. They're an Irish band. The lead singer's Tommy Callahan. I've played a few gigs with him. Great guys, and I always love this song, so look out for it. It's called Days Long, and it's by Our Native State. Coming to you from the Bloody Basement Podcast.
Days are long. Days are long. So long. Those days are gone. Tempered and teased, I'm on my knees still, holding the reins. Bloodied and bruised and feeling used, the last few remains of the lucky ones. Yeah, the lucky ones. Out in the cold, nothing to hold, just a faint memory. Nothing to say, I'm on my way, I'm gonna be one of the lucky ones. Yeah, the lucky ones. Days are long. Days are long. So long. Those days are gone. Days are long. Days are long. So long. Those days are gone. Will I ever get enough? Will I ever give it up? Can I ever just let it be? When the battle inside just half and divides, with the more I see of the lucky ones. Yeah, the lucky. Said we try for one last time, and I took what I had. I put it all on the line. You said I'd miss it, and you said I'd regret it. But enough was enough. I just wanna forget it. I'm giving up on you.
I'm Mr. Black, and you're back on the Bloody Basement Podcast. That, again, was Our Native Son with Days Long. Speaking of music and movies, what's your favourite film, Mrs. B? I bet I can get very close.
What?
Mamma Mia.
Here we go again, like
Mama.
I thought you'd know Mamma Mia.
I know the fucking song. Everybody knows the song.
Oh, that's pretty much it. On repeat.
Is it actually?
It's not.
It's snot, yeah.
It's,
you get it?
It's snot. Is it snot falling like a booger?
do you know what? We in fairness to musicals, Mrs. B has taken me to some really good musicals. We've seen Footloose. That was fantastic. They played the guitars and all on the stage and sang and all that.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Flashdance was good too. Footloose was a bit better. But then she took me to a ballet, and that
was my mistake.
Have you ever been to a ballet?
No.
You should go. What was the one we went in?
No, fuck up. I've just seen your face.
Fucking. Which one did we go see?
Invite me to the shake stuff.
The Swan Lake
Ballet.
Aye.
Yeah.
And it was a... Was it a... Was it a Russian ballet?
It didn't matter. There was no script.
It was my mistake. I apologize for that.
I don't know. I'm still confused. Apologies to anyone out there who's at their high grade in ballet, but I didn't get it any more than I get nuclear physics. So, you've never been to a ballet. Go see this one and then tell us what you think. No. I would love to hear your breakdown of it.
Oh, fuck that. I've seen your fist there now. Maybe I'm wrong.
But then we went down to Dublin and we watched the Dave Matthews Band perform. That was good. That was really good. What'd you think of Dave?
Cool guy.
He never had a bone to bust in the
boba. Yeah, the hiccup song.
The hiccup song. Which one's that? Bayou. Louisiana Bayou. Yes. Dem by the bayou. Rumble, rumble, again. You. Bah.
Yeah.
So what, you still didn't answer his question. What's your favorite film?
I don't know how one.
What's your favorite musical artist? What's your favorite song? Favorite book?
That's five questions. Let me fucking let her answer.
I'm asking this because...
I feel like I'm in a sixth grade again.
Whenever you have the wee
notes and you pass around the class and what's your favourite this, what's your favourite that?
You're still avoiding the question.
Because I don't have an answer for that question.
Who would know?
Kevin next door.
That's the next door nigga over.
Knock on the door. Okay, back to universal facts then.
Please.
Earth's rotation is slowing at a rate of 17 milliseconds a century, which means for dinosaurs, the length of a day was actually closer to 22 hours.
No, we are already complaining about our days short. That was even shorter.
And it was shorter back then, exactly. That was exactly my first thought when I read that. Was that we're complaining we don't have enough hours in the day, and I think the answer to the solution is cryogenically freezing ourselves for millions of years. Then, pick up where you left off. I mean, at this rate, in another, 500 million years, you'll get a few more hours out of the day.
I generally think that's bullshit. When we, including myself, say, oh, there's not enough time. But either fucking us. Go to your bed early enough and wake up earlier.
We've got a
fucking
dog.
Fucking freak me out. I thought there was somebody coming behind me.
We've got a dog barking. Let's see who
there is something behind me.
Toodles is barking at the door.
Do you want to get a break in?
Yeah, okay. We can get a break and pet the dog for a few minutes. I've got a great track lined up here by John Deary and the Heads called Smoke and Mirrors. So check John Deary and the Heads out on YouTube and stay right here for more of the Bloody Basement podcast.
Oh, when the lights go out, I see your reflection. In the back of my mind, the corner of my eye, I see you again. Haunting this big old house that you left behind you. Through cracked wooden floors and rusted old doors, I see you again. But was it all smoke and mirrors, just the trick of the light? In the back of my mind, the my eye, I see you again. Drift in the palest light, and I saw you smiling. For what we've become, your daughter, your sons, I know you'd be proud. But was it all smoke and mirrors, just a trick of the light, or the part of me wishes you were still here tonight? Or was it all smoke and mirrors as the mist disappears, left with old faded memories and the wish you were here? Oh, when the lights go out, I see your reflection. I see you again.
Okay, we've got a fourth member for the podcast today. Toodles! Toodles Black. Toodles, speak. Good girl. Back to this day situation. Do you think that's going to... So do you think in, say, 500 million years, when a day is, say, 27, 28 hours long, whatever, do you think people are going to complain exactly the same?
They'll say there's too many hours in the day.
Well, do you think they'll say there's too many, or do you think they'll still just say the same thing that they say now?
I don't know, because it depends. There's a lot there. Like, as I say, even now that we're also complaining now and saying there's not enough hours in a day, there is. You just have to make them work.
The Bloody Basement Podcast by Mr. Black Pasta.
The Bloody Basement Podcast of Mr. Black with Irish Joe,
yep,
and Mrs. B. We're back from our break. We just had a little break. Met up with a friend of mine, Andres. Andres shot the video on our YouTube channel where Irish Joe is doing VR, which was quite funny. I'll include a link to it in the description. So we were talking about universal facts. I really, to be honest, I thought you guys would bring a little more to the table in this subject. Thought you were a little more educated than you are.
Quite.
But what did you, topics. What?
I told
trees
you
and sharks?
Trees and sharks and the fruits and the berries and the birds and the bees. Oh, you're another one. Bees.
What
do you know when there's thunder and lightning? I'm nearly sure it's bees or wasps.
Here we go. I'm nearly sure.
Do you, no, I'm nearly sure about if it's bees or wasps. Calm your boots.
Okay.
That when there's thunder and lightning, even a small amount, even if we don't see it, that a bee or a wasp, or maybe even the two of them, when they go to pollinate, they don't need to actually land on the plant. They can hover against the plant, and the pollen will just come to them because of the lightning.
Where do you hear this?
That's kind of private, too, can I tell you?
No, really, see...
No, the podcast crew can... The fans can look it up, and then they come back and be all, Irish Joe's a legend, Mr. Black Pasta has no clue, Irish Joe should have his own show.
Right, okay, look, right, okay, you're right, look, okay, so if anybody wants to look anything Joe says up, let's recount the stuff that you've said. And the this is the fourth episode of the Bloody Basement Podcast, so let's recount the Joe facts, okay? Joe knows, we'll call this segment.
And if I don't know it, it's not worth knowing.
There's one. Starting from the latest one. We can look, I'm not sure how we can investigate that one, but let's start with... sneezes and orgasms. So you said this is number one.
I don't say that was a fact, though.
I mean,
I just as I heard that.
We'll have to listen back to that. Well, okay. Joe reckons, right? Joe knows, number one.
Shit.
Sneezes are a part of an orgasm. So if you want to, you can look that up and you can email us at thebloodybasementpodcast@gmail.com. Yes, Gmail, we're still broke. And you can let us know if this is indeed a fact. Are sneezes a part of an orgasm? Number two, if your nose is itchy, You're going to be in a fight, and if your ears are burning, someone's talking about you. So if anybody could look that up and email us in to let us know if that's a fact.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a fight. It could be an argument, by the
way. All right, fair enough. We'll see if there's any science behind that. I lean towards doubting it. But number three.
Sharks.
Sharks are around longer than trees.
A lot longer.
A lot. Sharks are around a lot longer than trees, Joe says he knows. So email us in about that one. What else was there? There was more.
Strawberry is not a berry.
That's number four. Strawberries are not a berry. Bananas and avocados are. Okay, email us in about that one. There's more, though. There's more. What was the bees? Okay, so
bees or wasps, or maybe the two of them.
Oh, boy. Okay, so number five. Bees.
I don't like your body language, by the way.
Bees or wasps, or the two of them, don't need to land on a flower when there's lightning because of the lightning making the pollen come. That's fucking bullshit. All right, I tell you now, that's bullshit.
They hover. They hover over the flower.
Magically, is it Harry Potter shit, or are they using wings?
Harry Potter's a true story, lad.
Right.
So they hover across it, and they don't necessarily land on it. They pollinate.
Necessarily. So we're adding words into it. You've changed it now. So.
No, well, they don't have to. They don't have to land on it. There we go. Jesus.
Right, okay. Here we go. Right. Let's go back. Number five. Bees, or wasps, or the two of them, don't necessarily have to land on flowers during lightning to pollinate, because the pollen magically beams up to them like something out of Star Trek. So if you feel that's true,
such a dick,
or false, doesn't matter which one, maybe you're in between, just let us know your answers to the five biggest Joe Knows questions on the Bloody Basement Podcast by emailing thebloodybasementpodcast@gmail.com, or maybe thebloodybasement@gmail.com. I don't know, because I haven't created the email address yet, but I will before you hear this, which is some weird time trippy shit. Oh god. Okay, can we move on then? Because
please,
I feel dumber.
you're getting a good edumacation.
I've got a funny story for you. We'll call this the Ballad of the Pair of Jeans.
Oh god.
This involves Mrs. B and this. We're talking about phobias.
Oh,
which
shit.
Mrs. B had a phobia of. Of going to work for about a week, wasn't it, baby? I mean, it was bad. It was stressful for you. You know, you had a lot of work to do, a lot of clients, you know, doing beauty, waxing, all that kind of stuff. Stressful stuff, you know, putting your reputation on the line to make these women look beautiful. And the last thing you need is to get accosted on your way to work or on your lunch break, which is what happened, isn't it? So let's have a little bit of background. Way you explained it to me, you came home, you were scared, you weren't eating lunch for a week, isn't that right? Why are you so hungry, babe? When you come home, you were going, there's this girl, and she's kind of scaring me, and of course, I stopped then, and I said, what do you mean, this girl's scaring you? What's going on? And she says, well, she keeps stopping me, she's stopping everybody, and asking them for random things, and I was like, what kind of fucking stalker is that, you know? The borrowing stalker or some kind of weird shit like that. So I was going, what do you mean? She said, yeah, you're asking everybody's different. And sometimes she's, you know, roaring at a tree. And then other times she's angry with herself. But most times she's asking people for random things. What do you mean? Did she ask you for anything? And Mrs. B says, yes. She keeps asking me for a pair of jeans. I was like, what? Your pair of jeans? No, just a pair. I think just a random pair of jeans. Asking everybody for random stuff. And I was like, right. Okay. Are you the same size? Could you bring her some jeans? No, I don't know what to do. I'm scared. I can't even get a bite to eat. I don't. Oh, fuck. It racked my brain for 3 days and trying to figure out what's going on here. Why this random lady is not only fighting with trees that have been around longer than sharks, in my opinion, and but she's also asking for a pair of jeans. I got to thinking about it. And when you came home after work one day, I asked you, babe, are you sure that she's not looking for a spare change?
Shit.
And she was following people and just asking for stuff.
The Bloody Basement Podcast.
By Mr. Black Pasta.
I actually wanted you to tell me a story that you told me 13 years ago.
Oh, shit.
And I don't know if you'll tell this on the podcast, though.
Well,
I don't know if it's self-incriminating or not.
Go ahead.
It's to do with you and a cousin of yours being in Muff or Maville. Can you tell me this story?
God. So we just Dexter's cousin was a great drinking driver.
Of course, yeah, because there's two different types, isn't there? There's terrible.
Well, there is, because when you're drinking,
and there's great drunk drivers.
Because when you're drinking and driving, everything's a lot slower. So we were drinking.
You know, that's funny that you say that. I was just watching this bouncer on YouTube. He uploads from his body cam to a YouTube channel because he does a front door and it's in public, so it's legal. And he uploads. We were putting this guy out, and the guy kept trying to come back in. This is a pub over in England, and the guy kept trying to come back in. He's like, "Oh, here, mate, now let me." Look, your man was going, no, man, it's all right. Hey, you just go home. You can come back tomorrow. He's like, yeah. And he's, yeah, it's fine. It's not you. It's just the earth is doing this tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so good. So well done. Sorry to interrupt, but brilliant.
Just as you say that, there's an horror video of a girl coming into the bar, and the boy had a camera on, and he's sitting videoing it. And he says, "No, you can't get in here at a club at night, love. You're too drunk. I think this was in England or something too. It might have been somewhere in Ireland. I do. And he says, "You're too drunk." And she says, No, I'm not. And he says, "Right, breathe on this." He went with a fucking mic through the aerial with the CB.
Oh, yes.
No.
And she put the CB in her mouth and blew on this.
That's clearly too drunk.
That's it. Yeah, I can tell.
Or the wee Irish man, he got pulled over. I'm nearly sure he was an Irish man. He got pulled over with the cops. And then I was a wee Irish farmer. He was so fucking pissed. You might see him climbing out of the car. And they gave him the breathalyzer. Oh. And he started drinking.
No.
He took the breathalyzer off their hands and just went back
to just to clarify, there's nothing funny about drinking and driving. Just to clarify. But these fucking idiots who have done this shit, that's funny. Is funny.
You probably see that on YouTube.
So,
tell us
your story. But when was this? Set it out for us.
Wow. I'm 31 now, so I'm 16.
Okay, so you're a much better person now anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't even drink anymore. So, I mean, we were drinking vodka and BPM. It's like, I think BPM has actually been discontinued.
BPM was good.
They don't do it anymore.
I haven't seen it in ages, actually.
I don't, because it was, I think it was more powerful than Red Bull. I'm not sure, but...
Number 9. Joe knows. BPM is more powerful than Red Bull. What, is it red BPM or green BPM?
Red. Was always red. But we were mixing that with vodka.
Okay.
And the measurements was like this.
Oh, can you... Well, what... people can't hear.
Well, that's the same.
Fingers.
You just... Your story with the doorman when you says there goes like this.
Yeah, but that'll right include... I'll include a link to that, do you see?
I also include my fucking link in.
Did we get a picture? Yeah, there we go.
So, the measurements of vodka was a lot more.
And about quarter of a pint, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was just a drop of BPM. And we were fucking down then, driving down the... Where was it again? I can't... Bunkrana?
It was your story.
I think this is the
Maville or Muff or something.
Right, so what are we... We were drinking down there. We're in the pub and the club. Great crack, blah, blah, blah. Dancing with a couple of ones, a bit of banter. And these fellas came over and started a row with us. But they thought I'd jumped one of their friends a couple of weeks before. Their friend got his ass kicked outside a nightclub by someone who I knew. And this is true. I was the only person that he got knocked out. Like, got knocked clean fucking out for 20 minutes. Like, he was just out cold. And I was the only person that helped him in the club, outside the club that night.
And you got the blame for it.
And I dragged this fella down to a bus station to help him. And his friend came down and was like, "All right, I says, look, somebody knocked up, boys. Just tell him it was Joe McPhee helped him." And then the fucking worker back, Joe McPhee knocked him out. So when we were down south drinking, we bumped in these boys. They just brought on the smoking law down south.
Oh, really?
We were smoking outside. I was standing smoking cigarettes outside the club. And
it couldn't be. Maybe down south, yeah.
It was first then.
Way before.
Yeah. And I was standing outside the club smoking, and a boy says, "What's a crack?" And but I was that drunk, I didn't even realise it. He was from Derry. He was just, "What's a crack?" I was all right. "So you, Joe McPhee?" I says, "What's a crack?" And he, "Oh, you knocked my mugger a bit out." I says, "No, it wasn't me." I still didn't even click to this day who this boy was, because this was probably months after. I just didn't. I says, "No, it might have been one of my big brothers. I had four big brothers. You would fight a lot." That was Grant back in the club.
I way to throw them under the bus.
I don't know what was happening. It was only me.
Snitch.
Snitches and ditches. But the show came back in the club, and this big boy came over to me, called me over, and he was kind of whispering in my ear, telling me something. I couldn't hear him.
Did you know him?
No, he was one of their friends, but I didn't know this. He was trying to talk to me in my ear, standing in the club, and another boy came from behind him, just and boom, just punched me straight in the forehead. But as I jumped back, they try and avoid it as well, I shattered to a big boy's nose.
Oh, God.
Who punches people in foreheads?
Well, he came just straight at me. So this boy was whispering in my ear, and it was just a bit, it was just drunk. Yeah. It's probably because I jumped back as well. And I went back and just boom. And I just looked at his friend, and that black blood just came running down his two nostrils. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. This boy's about 7 foot, like, you know, I was like, oh, shit. So my cousin Dex grabbed me in a headlock. And he proper, like, was trying to protect me and keeping me behind and trying to punch boys. But not knowing when he was standing punching boys, there's two or three right in the back bit in the fucking head of me. And I couldn't do nothing because he had me down the headlock. So Dex had me down in my head, seeing her two or three, and just hitting uppercuts, hitting the bums.
And he's fighting off the ones at the front.
He's fighting the boys at the front.
Is this the boy that took his shirt off when he was dancing and all?
Aye, because of Dex.
He's dancing with all the girls.
He's dancing in the doormat corner. He's put that shirt back on. Just pure cut him dead. He's standing all fucking fresh and all dancing. Now, the DJ and everything came out. A DJ booth, and the doorman grabbed us and fucked me and my cousin outside, and we were like, Graham, because we'll run out because his friend's in the car. He got too paranoid at the club beforehand, before anything happened, so he says, I'll be out in the car and sitting with Dunnies. And it was literally outside across the road, literally. And we run out, fucking wasn't there. Cripps wasn't there, so we were like, fuck. So we just ran up the road and we looked behind us, and the boys just coming out. There was about 10 of them, 15 of them maybe, came out of the club. And these were all boys from Derry too. We didn't even know this. And they can run up a street after us. We ran. Dex is in here, ran into the hotel. He just busted the hotel door open and knocked someone on our arse. We ran right up the very top floor. He says, grab that fire extinguisher. We're standing at the top floor of the thing with two fire extinguishers. And Dex says to me, it's the first one goes up these fucking stairs is going to get the fire extinguisher. One of staff can run up and says, the guard is outside looking for you. The police are outside looking for you. We roll, thank fuck. The only time you're happy to get arrested. Yeah. We were like, thank fuck. So we went down the yards, the guards fucked us in the back of a scoop van, threw us down the road, told them a crack, seen my nose was busted and stuff like that. It was only the guard that says to us, you Derry boys coming here, starting fights. And we were like, are they from Derry? We don't know what happened. Like, and we're all like, how are you going to get home or what, boys? And we said, look, we did make arrangements with a friend who's driving, that if we get lost, we'll meet at such and such a hotel car park. And the guard said, well, that's just up here. And this was what was true. So we went down and sat in the car park. We were 15 minutes max. No, not even. Hey, it was 5 minutes. The guard came back running again. You need to get in the van. We were all, why? So there's 15 fellas coming up there with sticks and all. And they're looking over walls and under cars for you two.
Oh, my God.
What?
Like, shit. So the guard said, well, we can drop you at the border. And this was at this time, a lot of people was getting jumped down south and in Derry. There was a big fight all the time with each other. Bon Cranny men were getting bothered if they came to Derry, and likewise if Derry. And these were people was getting left in comas and all, and brain damage and all, people, bad bittings like that. So the guard had dropped us down near the border, and Dex brought that up to me, and he's like, these boys are going to, now that we know they're from Derry, they're all going to be driving home. If they see us walking home, they're going to get out of cars, give us a bit and leave us for dead.
God.
So we were like, fuck. So we went over and we tried to break on their bus. A big fucking double decker bus thing. That was the sleep there. Do you know what I mean? We were crashing this bus and we couldn't get the fucking door open. And Dex locked over and I can't even mind if he actually said it or just imagined it or he says it. But he looked over and seen a big red Cavalier and he just was like, big bright light, just like, because he's like, I can break on the 1 a.m. air. No time.
Oh,
gone
shit.
In 60 seconds, would not have a look on, like, and he did. Just bent the door out, we could hear him like that, boom, boom, popped it open. I get on the passenger side, he's in. He says, right, we'll break a steering lock. So I sit on the passenger side, and we break fucking size 12 feet, and we were trying to break a steering lock, and I put my foot in the horn right inside the fucking house. And he's all, you stupid bastards, but we got a broke flying dead. Dex is fucking proper blocked, like, he was proper. I think I can have sobered up with adrenaline. He was proper fucking pissed, like falling asleep behind the wheel.
Jesus.
And this was a Cavalier Lord.
What?
Flying dead.
God.
And we're flying past it. It was like a, what would you call the shops up here? Just on like a main road. There was only like two or three of them. Like a gas station from the left, or you know, something like that. So we're flying past one. And he was doing about 70 or 80 mile an hour. Like, and he just, boom. And I just looked like that. And I says, fuck it. The guard was sitting in their cars outside one of the shops.
Oh, no.
And a cop in a guard car. And we're like, fuck. But the guard came out there behind us. And we're like, shit. That's the police, by the way.
And the guards, yeah. The guarda or guards?
The guarda. Guardi. The guardi boats. The guards came out behind us. And fucking, I was like, Dexter Costa, man, is that right? Hey, don't you worry about it, man. Don't you worry about it. But he kept driving fast. So when he kept driving fast, the guards, and they just kept following us. And he pulled in something with me. And he just put the seats back and lay down. And he says, if they, no matter what happens now, if they can come, if we get arrested, you just tell my maid you get on the car. I'm your big cousin and I made you get on the car, or I was going to punch your head in to keep me sweet. But I had a fake ID at the time, so I had to break it up, stick it down my shoe. I had a fake ID, maybe like 20 or something, you know what I mean? And I would have definitely got arrested, but if you're underage, they can't arrest you. So I was breaking it up and sticking it down my shoe, fucking.
I just said, here, Dex, hold on to that as well.
You know what I mean? So that was grand. The yard just came flying around then. How you doing there, sir? He ticked. All right. Got out of the car there. And the car, boom, boom. Got up there and he put the cuffs on us. Or not, then he tells you about our belts on. Dex leaned forward in the seat, then leaned forward and all. Hey, it's just some motor here and all. What speed is? And the guards tell him, oh, it's a 2.3 litre and all, chatting away.
About the guards' car?
About the own car. The no belts on, chatting away. And, how'd you know it was? He says, the guard says, hey, we weren't even taking you on. We didn't take you on at all whatsoever. He says, only when we were behind you and you kept driving faster. So that made us follow you. That was it. And we got arrested. Well, Dex got arrested, and I just sat there with my busted. I stole the scar there.
Oh, yeah.
And I just sat there and I put Dex in the cell. I phoned my brother, Mark, came up here to get me. We couldn't get Coops, couldn't get him nowhere. The guards put me in the car, and he says, look, I'll drive you around. Dex, my cousin, was in the cell. He says, we'll drive you around and see if we can see your friend in the car. They take me home. So you drive him around, and we ended up in some pier facing a hotel, or the Hoot by Hotel, facing a pier, whatever, some different part down near a beach or whatever. And there Coops was sitting, all the boys at bat, they're all drinking.
No.
Aye. He's sitting drinking, mum. I looked over like that. And when a boy came over, knocked at the guard, I wonder, no, the big boy that I chat that he knows that I didn't mean to. He's like, no, you're fucking dead. And the guard, I says, that's a boy's a battle. And the guard says, right, let's go. Because it was just one guard, me and the guard. There was about 30 of them then. Coops is sitting on the guard and blasting music and all. Because he didn't know nothing about it.
Oh my God.
He wasn't there at the fight. He left the bar before the fight happened. Because he got too paranoid.
So he just met some random dairy boys and went down to the beach with them.
Yeah. Not knowing that he bit lumps out of us.
Jesus Christ.
So I went back to the guard station, sat there for hours. Then I phoned my brother. My brother came and picked me up. I went and told my auntie, Dex's mother. And she phoned Coops. Coops's mother gave the guard said to us when we were leaving. He said, look, get me £200 or get me €200, I'll let your cousin out.
No.
Aye. Coops' ma paid the €200, went back up and got Dex out.
Really?
Mm.
Well, there it is. Irish Joe's story of the week, Run. An original story by Irish Joe. And it's not the fucking same as it was 13 years ago, cunt. That's it. Time to end the podcast.
No, tell
right?
me.
That's it. It's
no, why tell me what I told you?
Mrs. B, it's been a great pleasure to have you. He's talking shite.
No, tell me what I told you.
It's been a great honor to have you both on this podcast.
Sweet lying bastard, yeah.
We'll see you next week.
I'll not be
without
back.
Irish Joe.
Fucking little lying bastard.
You're like, remember those stories we talked about, the old men in the Irish bars that they tell and they change every time? You're a step ahead of them.
Yeah, dick. What, that story, you're a liar.
Thanks very much for having us. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Go ahead.
Bye. See you out there.
Lying wee shit.
Not telling any stories, anyway. Make up your own fucking stories for your podcast.
Yeah, lying wee cunt.
The Bloody Basement Podcast.
I'm Mr. Black Pasta.